come out today and feel like you did?
You know, I don't know. I think we knew we were playing a really good front, and we were playing in a tough environment. So, you have to have balance, but it was going to be tough to run the ball. I think we kind of anticipated a little bit of that going in. So, you got to be balanced in this league.
Trevor, is it fair to say that, you know, you were not quite in a rhythm early, and as the game went along, you gained some confidence?
I think so. I think as an offense, you just want to find that rhythm as soon as you can. But three and out, I don't know. What did we do on the second drive? But, yeah, just you want to find that rhythm as soon as you can, and hopefully we can do that earlier next week.
I think you were 10 of 11 in the fourth quarter, so what was clicking in the passing game, especially on the perimeter
with those receivers? Those guys did a good job getting open, and, you know, our offensive line did a heck of a job blocking that front. That's a really good front with those two ends. So hats off to those guys, and our guys won on the outside.
Trevor, you said going in this week, you know, you think you're prepared for the road game. We'll see, I think is what you said. So what did you see, and what was it like in terms of blocking that out ultimately?
Yeah, it was loud. It was, and it's a tough place to play against a tough team. The team's tougher than the environment, and I think we anticipated that going in. So hats off to our guys handling the noise, and it was a good team win for us.
How much does it help you having targets like Emmanuel and DT out there with you?
It's huge. I'm leaning on those guys a lot, not just throwing them the football, but leadership. They've been great, and they're two of our leaders up front. So really, really glad to have those guys on my side.
You talk about what the money flow was, the one to Ironman from your own 17. Talk about that play, 29-yarder to him.
Right. Jeff did a good job getting open, climbed over the backers, and got him open or gave it to him. I think that was his first catch, am I right?
Yep.
Yeah, so that was a big one for him. So happy for him.
What did you think of the play call when you got it?
Loved it. I think we were aggressive all game long, and that's how you have to be against teams like this. Keep them off balance.
On the touchdown to Thomas Lake, did you guys take notice of the fact that Adam Jones left and Lewis Harris came in and tried to exploit that one-on-one matchup?
I think so, but I think we have a lot of confidence with our guys against anybody, whoever it is. So. I think DT ran a great route. Tried to get him the ball earlier on and had some bad balls. But he ran a great route and made a heck of a play, and hopefully he can continue to do that for us.
The NFL's going to be surprised, or the media is going to be surprised, 300 yards, four touchdowns on your first road debut. Are you surprised?
You know, I don't know. I think, like I said, you got to be balanced in this league. You got to be able to do both. And when we're not running the ball as much, you got to be able to throw it. And I think it's good to know we can win games a couple of different ways. Yeah, I think I was passing the word along from Coop, so knew we were having a shot dialed up, and great to see DT get in the end zone there.
You wouldn't have used the word gusto, is that just...
I don't know. I don't recall the verbiage. I think it's just a testament to our team. I think we got a really good team, a really resilient group, and I'm just really, really proud to be a part of the team. I think so. I think I'm still learning a lot. I think there was a couple plays I'd like to do over again. I think you're always going to have that, but I think as a group we did a lot of good things, and again you'll go back and hopefully clean up some of those things and get ready for next week.